Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're live here. I'm going to open the phone lines to you here in just a moment. Every day we talk about living intentionally. What is intentional living? You know, having a purpose, having a goal, developing godly habits, moving in the right direction. What about the flip side, though, an unintentional life? How have you faced the consequences and what kind of consequences as a result of being unintentional in your life? Maybe undisciplined, unprepared, or uninformed. We got lots of examples and Facebook calls or comments already coming in. How about you, though? Just say, hey, you know, I've been unintentional in this area of my life. I paid for it. Here's what I've learned, and I want to warn somebody else. You ready? Let's get at it.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open just for you. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center here today. And we're talking about the flip side of this whole topic of intentional, the unintentional side. And here's what some people are saying on Facebook. Dawn just sent a note. She said, you know, when the consequences I face have been a result of not being careful with my heart. Well, wow, I don't know if that's a heart issue, like an issue of her heart or physically her heart. It could be either way, couldn't it? Christy says, eating what I want has led to so many health issues. I could continue, like she says, hives, but it will lead to dementia and stroke and cancer, and I had to learn the hard way, hopefully not the hardest way. James says, here's been a consequence of being unintentional, not listening in my marriage. Not paying my bills, but rather using that money for something else and not following direction at work, paying a price there. Barbara says, you know, I paid a price not focusing and studying, not mastering the course material, not being prepared for the test. And then Donna says, you know, here's an unintentional act in my life. I didn't have a budget. I didn't save, not being wise with my finances and then paying the price for that. How about you? And the reason we're doing this, we're not trying to focus on the negativity of life because we learn from this. We learn from each other. And I'd love to hear what you just say here. Here's what it was. Here's what I was unintentional about. Here's the price that I've paid. And here's what I'm learning as we move forward. And if hopefully somebody on the planet today listening to Intentional Living is going to get the thought in their mind about something in their life they're being unintentional about, that really would honor God if they got intentional with, would make a difference in their marriage, their family, their finance, their health, their work, and give God the glory for it. So come and join us. One thing you've been unintentional about or unprepared or uninformed about. 888-888-1717 is the number. And you can get through at 888-888-1717. And just a reminder here at the front end of the program that we're getting very close now to the Thrive Conference for Doing Business God's Way in Your Family. It's a family business conference for, you know, parents, for siblings, for entire families. We got entire families coming. We got singles coming representing their families. We got people coming starting a business. We got people that have a 100-year-old business. It's going to be a great group. It's coming again May 28th and 29th in Phoenix at the Biltmore Resort. The familybusinessconference.com is the place to go. You can get registered today, and I encourage you to do so, familybusinessconference.com. And we invite you to come and join us. And remember that the early bird registration cutoff is tomorrow. That's Friday. Early bird registration cutoff is tomorrow. So get registered today.
My name's Terry. I'd like to be intentional about doing what I say I'm going to do. Doing what I say and not just saying, but living the Christ life and doing, walking it out.
This is Phyllis at Lincoln, Nebraska. One of my intentional livings is to be more focused. This, along with keeping care of my temple, which is my greatest gift to God, by working out and staying healthy. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. This is Ray from Ember Grove Heights, Minnesota. Here's how I've been living intentionally for the past few years. God made me realize that I worried a lot about what others thought about me because I grew up listening to a lot of negative comments, but once I realized that there was only one person who I had to please, and that's my Heavenly Father God, it felt like a load was taken off my shoulders.
Boy, thank you. Hey, listen, your stories, we appreciate them. We really do. Thank you for sharing with us at 888-888-1717. You know, I think about the essential areas of life and where I've been intentional and been unintentional. And you realize we're unintentional in different areas. Sometimes we're more unintentional in one area and we're very intentional in another. Have you ever noticed that? You might be very intentional, for instance, with your finance. You might be very, oversight for your finance, and you may be honoring God with your finance, and you may be very intentional, but over in the health department, not so much. Or maybe in your marriage, not so much. But maybe with your kids, you're doing a great job and you're being very intentional. And so it seems to be that we focus more of our intentional effort in one area or two areas than we do all the areas of our life. And the habits and the goals in these five essential areas make a big difference. I did an article a while ago on the differences between intentional and non-intentional. Let me share a few of these with you as you call to join us at 888-888-1717 with what you've learned about being unintentional, what you've learned that made a difference in your life. The first thing that I wrote about is if you understand that intentional living is really focusing on the truth. We can't deal with anything but the truth. What is the reality of your situation? If you look into your marriage, for instance, and you got a problem, don't gloss it over. Don't assume it's going to go away. Don't wish it away, hope it away. Assume that time is going to make it all better. Live with the truth. If there's an issue, the truth is there's a problem in your marriage. The unintentional life, we live with more assumptions. And our assumptions need to be checked and balanced against the truth. Assumptions can get us into trouble. When you assume everything is okay with your health, for instance, when it's not, that assumption can kill you. When you assume everything is okay in your marriage, for example, and it's not, your marriage could be in trouble. You assume everything is okay in the workplace. When it's not, it can bite you. And so one of the key areas of difference between an intentional life and an unintentional life is the difference between truth and assumptions. And I'd be interested to know maybe how that area has gotten you in trouble as well. Not focusing on the truth, making the wrong assumptions, being unintentional with your assumptions and how they've bit you. You can join us at 888-888-1717 today. 888-888-1717. Or by the way, when you go online, we have helpful resources available for you when you go to theintentionallife.com.
Just want to give a testimony about how Intentional Life Radio has really changed my life. About 3 years ago, I had my first child. I wasn't married. You know, my life just felt like it was going down a spiral. I've been living, you know, ever since then for Jesus Christ, and I've been intentionally living my life every day trying to get better in every area of my life with Jesus Christ, and I just wanted to give that testimony.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, in my life, when I think of assumptions or being unintentional, probably the area that I've been most unintentional in my life has been in my area of how I care for myself physically in terms of eating and diet and exercise. Try to be intentional in terms of walking and doing a few things right, but I do know there's consequences that have been paid. Not only do you add weight, but as you get older, you start to see the impact of not caring for the body like I should. And it comes down, though, to what we talk about in intentional living, getting mad enough, M-A-D, mad enough that you choose to live differently. And one of the things I've seen with people that there's only two reasons that any of us are going to change what we're doing today. There's only two reasons that I can think of why any of us would want to put extra effort into making something different in our life. Either we have the want to, meaning that, you know, you have a desire that's strong enough that's going to move you to set some new goals and take action on some new habits in your life. The desire to go back to school to get an education, for instance, or the desire to change a relationship to make it healthier or to cut a relationship off that's not healthy. You know, but you have to have the want to, the desire that has to be strong enough, or you have no other choice. And some of you know what that means. You've gone to the doctor and and the doctors told you that either you change here or you're dead. You know, you either change here or this is what's going to happen to you. And sometimes we don't act until we get to that point. And so when we talk about getting mad enough, I use that as an acrostic, the M-A-D, that we have a mindset on Christ. We had an attitude of confidence in Christ for the letter A, and then we make decisions that will move us in the right direction for the goals and habits of our lives. And when we get mad enough, that's when we move from an unintentional life. An unintentional life is a life that tends to be more scattered, more random, more chaotic.
Hi, how are you?
And we'd love to have your thought on that when you give us a call at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717.
My name is Amber Rose. I am finding myself needing to be more intentional about everything, and it began just as simple as just to do the dishes, just to make sure he has clean clothes. He really appreciates it, and I love doing it for him, and it is just one thing I do intentionally to love my spouse as God asks me to, and it can be as simple as that.
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan. Just wanted to let you know that my husband and I have been using the Power of One thing with a small group, and we have loved it. Every chapter gets better and better, and every night we talk about what are we going to do tomorrow to be intentional, and we have grown so much from that book. Thanks a lot.
I was listening to Intentional Living, and it was about husbands, wives needing things done and not snag, and my husband and I, we both have to-do lists always sitting out, and when I need him to do something, I write it on his list. When he needs something for me to do, he writes it on my list. And then all I have to do is look at it and see if it's crossed off on his list to know if he did it. It works out well for both of us, and that way there's no nagging.
Unless you lose the list. And I think some may, yeah, I got that list. Where'd I put that list? You know, the unintentional life is a life that does lead to failure. Or at least mediocrity. You know, I think of the passage in James chapter 1 where James talks about, he gives a word picture of a person who's deceiving themselves, because an unintentional life is really a self-deception. It's a deception about what is reality. We make up our own reality. And ultimately, that's not the reality of the world. And James puts it this way. He says, don't be merely a person who listens to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed for what he does. Thank you, Stephen Davis, for pointing out that scripture for me, because that is a reminder. That is a beautiful word picture of what an unintentional, self-deceptive life can be like. We look at ourselves in the mirror. We ignore reality. We deceive ourselves spiritually and otherwise, and then we get bit. All right, let me get a caller on here. Brenda's standing by with a comment on this. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brent. Hello, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. Talk about living unintentionally. What's been a consequence in your life?
Well, after 42 years of marriage, it was an abusive relationship, and instead of not telling anyone, I eventually got divorced. And because of not telling anyone, it led to the divorce, and you have to speak up to somebody, and if you don't ever say anything to anybody, nothing ever gets done, so, and you just have to talk to somebody about what goes on in your marriage.
Do you think if you'd have been, of course, it's two sides, obviously, with his side being intentional, too, but you think if you guys have been more intentional in this, things could have been different?
Of course. You have to talk to somebody about your marriage. Mm-hmm. And me being a Christian and him being a non-Christian, you just have to be open. That's all. You have to be open to somebody. And
I'm so sorry, Brenda, that you had to go through this. I mean, 42 years of marriage. You know, you look back, and I think of others listening, Brenda, today, who may have been married 40 years, and instead of being very intentional and saying, hey, we want something better, and maybe confronting some issues, doesn't necessarily mean just because you're intentional, everything's going to be okay, by the way. Let's just be real straight here. Intentional living doesn't mean that your marriage is going to be perfect, or divorce isn't going to occur, or cancer's not going to happen, or you're not going to have an accident or a job reversal. That's you know, that's life. We live in the world. But, Brenda, as you point out, sometimes we live an unintentional life by just letting things go by and stuffing them and denying them and hoping and wishing that they're going to go away and things are going to change. And as we know, the best predictor of the future is the past. And so if something isn't changing, then the best way to change the future is to change the present and make it different. Well, Brenda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm hooked up with a great church. God is gracious to me every day. I pray for my husband. Well, I call him my husband because after 42 years, you just don't let that go. I still call him my husband because in reality, I hope God will save him and, you know, eventually put us back together. I hope he becomes a disciple. And, you know, I don't want another husband besides him, so I hope in the future that God will answer my prayers. If he does, wonderful. If he doesn't, wonderful. But you know, I know God has a plan for me, and I hope that plan includes him. So.
And you're being very intentional as well, Brenda, in your prayer life and in the attitude that says, maybe so, maybe not. But it's God, whatever God's will is, that's what you're asking for. There's the peace, man. There's where the comfort and contentment comes in our lives. Being intentional about trusting God, making decisions, moving forward, and then leaving the outcome with him. We're talking about tripwires, and as I was thinking about this, there's a third one that I think of. It's a tripwire when we fail to reach a desired goal. In your life, we all have goals. Could be a goal to have a great marriage. Could be a goal to have a business. It could be a goal to raise your kids. You know, we all kind of have goals, spoken or unspoken. And there's something about those moments of failure in our life when things don't work out. I think that should be a tripwire. I think that should stop and cause us to be shaken out of the autopilot and ask some questions about what just happened here. What is God's intention in this failure? What is my intention? You know, that's the topic this month for all members. As you receive the teaching this month, I hope you'll listen to it and ask yourself this one question. What are the tripwires in my life that are my friends? The things that will, those experiences, those moments, those events that are good warnings and reminders as a tripwire to wake me up to reality. That's the purpose of the teaching this month. So members, watch for it. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us. We have a mission to the world today to reach people for Jesus Christ and to live intentionally in our faith. And thank you for helping make it possible. And Dawn is here to also remind us that this month, for every person who gets involved in the ministry to share a gift with the ministry to help us as a listener-supported ministry, we have a very special gift to share.
It's called What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave, and it's one of Dr. Randy's teaching DVDs, full length, actually 34 minutes long, and lots of practical advice in this. It's our gift to you when you can help the ministry today, either by becoming a member with that monthly gift of any amount, or if you can share a single gift, we would love to send this DVD out to you with our thanks. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com, or you can call our ministry center at 888-888-1717.
And Dawn, one of the things I teach on here are the three styles of parenting. There's the very powerful parent that we talk about in our conferences. Many of you have been raised with a powerful parent. Maybe you're a little powerful yourself, or you have a spouse who's a powerful parent. The other is the permissive parent, and the permissive parent tries to offset the powerful parent. And then we really focus on what it means to be the intentional parent. That's the third kind. That's the parent that balances these two extremes and really does it God's way. So that's the teaching. Everyone, you have to ask for it. When you go online, there's a little box there to clip.
Yeah, let us know that you'd like to receive it, and whether you go online to theintentionallife.com or whether you call us at 888-888-1717, we'd love to get it in your hands this month.
All right, thank you. And Don, can we have our listeners pray for you? I know you've been going through not a pain in the neck, but a pain in the back.
A little bit lower.
and a chronic pain that's settled in your back. And it just isn't going away.
It's a nerve thing, probably a compressed nerve. And as people know who deal with chronic pain, which I have a whole new appreciation for y'all now, it doesn't get touched by very many medications. So just lots of prayer and try not to get discouraged. I think that's my word to everybody who's in chronic pain is don't let the enemy of your faith discourage you.
Well, you still keep smiling.
Yep.
So we'll be praying for you, Dawn.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of others pray for Dawn today, okay? I know she'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, today, how to be very intentional as opposed to being unintentional. What's been the consequence? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your faith. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. What seemed like a fond childhood memory turned out to be an embarrassing moment for his daughter. But this month, Dr. Randy Carlson shares how this father memory opened doors of communication with his daughter and how father memories can do the same for you and your kids. Also, find out how some helicopter parents discovered a way to keep their feet on the ground in this latest edition of the Intentional Living Newsletter. On its way to your mailbox if you're a supporter, or yours by request when you call 800-776-1060 during West Coast business hours from the Intentional Living Center.
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." When you attend the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, May 28th and 29th, you'll have the rare opportunity to learn firsthand from industry experts from family companies like the Ping Corporation.
Not only will you hear their stories of finding joy and building a legacy, but you'll also meet other Christian family business owners, godly men and women just like you, with whom you can build powerful networking relationships.
Whether you're already in a family business or interested in learning how to get started, Dr. Randy Carlson invites you and your whole family to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, May 28th and 29th at the beautiful Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. Go to familybusinessconference.com.
Remember, seating is limited and the early bird discount ends May 15th. So register now. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Join us for this life-changing, limited seating conference. Register now at familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Every now and then, we post something on Facebook that takes off like crazy. One of the latest ones is this post of a beautiful picture with a prayer. Father, lead me, because I can't do it on my own. Amen. Get this. We've reached over 14 million people with that post, and over 1 million have liked it. Will you pray for us that our reach and impact at Intentional Living will continue to grow? Thanks. Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. In fact, my friend, it's last report's up over 16 million now and continuing to grow around the world. Just a simple message of hope and focus, very intentional message to put focus back onto to Christ, onto our Creator. And you just don't know whose eyes have looked at it. You don't know who's looked at it. It's interesting. You know, when you get the data back, you see some that, you know, were offended by it and so on. You got people. You know, you can't have 16 plus million people without some people being offended. You know, you can't have 16 people without someone being offended. But I'll tell you what, with Intentional Living, I tell the staff over and over, our message is a message of love. It's a message of hope. It's a message of the future. It's a message for today. It's a message for every person. And we continue to share it. Find your purpose, live your purpose, and finish strong. That's why we're here. That is the hope. That is the message of intentional living. And you know what? We'd love to have you come and share your story with us on our comment line, our story line. Maybe just to say, hey, here's how I've been intentional in my life. Here's what the consequence was. Here's what I've learned. Here's what I'd tell others to warn others coming along behind you as you encourage others. Okay? 888-888-1717.
A recent poll out from Gallup suggests that about 9 out of 10 adults in America now say they have health care coverage in line with the Affordable Care Act. Even though the law's future is up in the air with a big Supreme Court ruling coming this summer, the numbers on it have helped us see the effects.
What's happened is coverage is kind of like being in a building. We used to all be able to start on the ground floor. Well, now we have to start on the third floor because the coverage is more expensive that we're required to buy. In impact points, people who didn't have coverage got it. That was good. People who didn't have coverage and couldn't afford it got tax subsidies to help them pay for it to some degree. There's about 10 or 11 million people that fit that dynamic. Thirdly, folks who were already buying coverage, that coverage got a lot more expensive.
That's Chris Durkin with FBC Insurance, Benefits, and Consulting. He's going to be one of the guest speakers at the Thrive Conference for Family Businesses in Phoenix coming up this month. And all you need to know at familybusinessconference.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Dennis Hutchinson.
Hey, thank you, Dennis. And thank you, Chris. And as Dennis mentioned, Chris is going to be with us, one of the presenters. We thought a really practical session on the healthcare law would be very helpful to small businesses and family businesses. And so he'll be doing a session on that, talking about the healthcare law and the impact on business today. Just one of many topics. We're going to do marriage communication. We're talking about succession planning, estate planning. We got a lot of people interested in, raising capital. How do you raise capital for your business in a way that's going to honor God? And how do you do that? We've got an expert in that area. We just got some wonderful people, contributors. We got family business members coming on a panel. We're going to be talking about what's it like to be in a family business, ones that are successful, some of the challenges they're facing, and you're going to be up close and personal because we all get a chance to interact with each other. I get a chance to speak as well, and I'll be talking about thriving, what God's intention is for you and your business. And so, again, it is May 28 and 29, just a couple weeks away now, Phoenix at the Biltmore Resort. And I would encourage you to register familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com. With a reminder that the early bird registration cutoff is tomorrow, Friday, okay? So go to familybusinessconference.com. Upcoming programs here at Intentional Living. Do you ever feel like you had a bait and switch in your marriage? You didn't marry the person you thought? Well, that's coming up. Also, we're going to talk about standing in the gap as grandparents with your kids, your grandkids, okay? We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.